USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeff Bezos is speaking after taking a flight to the edge of space.
It was a perfectly novel mission. It was so much fun and meaningful, too.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. He blasted off from West Texas this morning. The rift between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Tony Fauci is growing. During a tense hearing on Capitol Hill, Paul suggested Fauci lied to Congress, and Fauci fired back.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you were referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
Gain of function referring to research that gives a virus new capabilities like making it more contagious. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A federal judge is siding with the university when it comes to mandatory vaccines for students.
A federal judge has ruled that Indiana University's requirement that students get vaccinated against COVID before returning to campus in the fall can stand for now. The ruling denies a request for a preliminary injunction of the policy while a lawsuit from a group of 8 students works its way through the courts. That suit arguing that the school's policy violates the 14th Amendment. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Firefighters in southern Oregon are gaining some ground on the country's largest wildfire. The bootleg fire is 30% contained after making its way through over 364,000 acres. Meanwhile, the Beckwith Complex fire on the Sierra Nevada mountain range is 88% contained after burning through over 115,000 acres in northern California. The fire center says Montana leads the way with 18 large fires, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Some restaurant owners and employees are shocked by the city renewing their COVID-19 indoor mask recommendation. Joe Puro is the owner of the Market Grill Cafe in Las Vegas. He says he's not sure of what's happening, and he thought the whole idea of getting vaccinated is to prevent people from having to wear a mask. Las Vegas resident, entrepreneur, and bar rescue host John Taffer joins Fox News to talk about the impact of these CDC recommendations.
Well, first of all, I can't believe we're still talking about this now, almost a year and a half later. So there's a whole distressing element to it. There's a fatigue, obviously, upon the industry that's very powerful. The Sands, which runs Venetian, is not forcing guests to do it. They're having their employees mask up again. So the problem, I think, is going to be public response. I think people are over it, Ainsley, and we talked even a year ago that we were concerned it would take a long time for demand to come back. Well, Las Vegas is packed. There's a huge pent-up demand. We're seeing it across restaurants across the nation. We're busy from a revenue standpoint.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is back on Twitter after having her account suspended after Twitter said she posted misleading information about COVID-19. Green tweeting that COVID-19 is not dangerous for people younger than the age of 65 who are not obese and said vaccines should not be required. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.